Welcome. So I'm Valianne Budushak, and I am the State Master Gardener Coordinator in Delaware. And I had the privilege of collaborating on this project with both Drs. Sue and Emily Barton. And for the next few minutes, we're going to tell you a little bit about it. How many of you guys are, I'm assuming, involved with Master Gardeners now? Yep, yes. Well, then, as you would know, Master Gardeners are the ambassadors for Extension. I mean, they're trained by the ag experts. They get the information out to the community, and they definitely extend our outreach. Why does somebody become a Master Gardener? To increase their horticultural knowledge, whether it be a newly found passion or a hobby they've played with for years. They're human sponges. They want to get as much information as they can, and they want to help people. I mean, they're there to give back. Altruism is a big factor, and give back they sure do. In Delaware, the average active Master Gardener donates 73 hours of their time a year. Nationwide, that equates to 60 hours of volunteer time a year. And that's a big investment, and that investment can be translated to dollars made on behalf of us. And that's really important because they're the boots on the ground for us. As Extension, as you may or may not be feeling the pains of budget cuts and staff downsizes, they enable us to keep making it happen. But we need to really worry about turnover. Turnover can impact any organization or for-profit company, and it affects its ability to deliver its mission. So we started thinking about, we need to get a better handle on knowing our Master Gardeners and what makes them tick. So we came up with some research questions we decided to pursue. And one is, what are the characteristics of our population? To which type of training, whether initial training, advanced training, or volunteer time, do they attribute most of their skills? And how do their characteristics predict this attribution? We also wanted to know, how satisfied are they? And does that predict their intent to remain with a Master Gardener, and for how long? We also wanted to know, how connected do they feel to their sponsoring organizations, which in our case is a few, actually. So we did a survey in winter of 2017, early of 2017, and the survey was broken out into six sections. And you can see right here, and they mirror the research questions we were curious about. The survey was delivered online via Qualtrics to 282 current active Master Gardeners, and we put a carrot out there for them, or a couple carrots actually. We told them it would provide input for future training configurations, whether it be initial or advanced or what have you. We threw in some drawings for some gift cards, and every Master Gardener is motivated by service hours, so they got a service hour for completing it. In February, we decided to rattle the cages and distribute some hard copies for those that hadn't completed, and we closed the survey on March 31st. So let's take a look at some of those six areas that we had put in the survey. For demographics, we looked at years as a volunteer. Do they volunteer with anybody else? How often they're in the garden, their gender, their home county, and what their initial training was comprised of. And 2015 was the first year we dabbled in some distance learning, and Emily's going to tell you about that next. We also wanted to know about what activities they're participating in. The activities are a little unique by county, so those coordinators came up with a list of the possible activities in their county. Master Gardener simply responded yes or no, and we summed the total number of activities per Master Gardener. We wanted to also look at to evaluate on a scale of 1 to 7, training or the learning opportunities they had, whether it be original, advanced, or time volunteering, and how it came into play with their skill levels or the skill categories you see at the bottom. So that was an area we decided to explore in more detail as well. We use the Volunteer Satisfaction Index to measure their areas, Master Garden satisfaction in four areas. Organizational support, we give them the tools, the training, and support needed to get their jobs done. Participation efficacy, are they making a difference? Do they see the difference? Empowerment, do we give them the ability to take the ball and run with it? without micromanaging. And then group integration, which is the social aspect of working with peers and staff in extension. We also ask them their intent to remain for 1 and 3 years. And then their connection to the sponsoring organizations. In Delaware, Delaware Cooperative Extension is comprised of Delaware State University and the University of Delaware. So how did they connect to those, and did that connection impact their participation? Data analysis, we use some descriptive statistics to characterize the Master Gardener population, some dependent sample t-tests to compare the means, and a robust linear regression to predict their attribution of skills and their intent to remain a Master Gardener. Results. With the 282 surveys distributed, we had a 70% response rate. Our Master Gardeners, our respondents, are basically college-educated white females. Average age of 70, average age of service 10 years, they garden 4 times a week, and they participate in 7 volunteer activities. If we could say a picture says 1,000 words, that's our Master Gardeners right there. How does that shake out compared nationwide to Master Gardeners? It's a mirror image. Master Gardener population or Master Gardeners are not a diverse group, but our population is. So we need to look at that. Training and volunteer effectiveness. Where do they contribute the most knowledge? Was it original, advanced? And as Master Gardeners participate in more activities, do they attribute that knowledge to advanced training a little bit less? Satisfaction. Our Master Gardeners were overall, they were satisfied. They, out of 1 to 7, they gave us a 6. Out of the subcategories, they felt empowerment was they were most highly satisfied. They can do their job. And participation efficacy was they were least satisfied in that subcategory, and that's a category again where are they seeing the difference in their efforts. Interestingly enough, 85%, well, not surprising, 85% said they would stay with us for the next year, and 71% said they most likely would stay with us for 3 years, but there was no relationship between their satisfaction and their intent to remain. Connection to the sponsoring organizations, Kent and Sussex trained together, and they were more connected to Delaware State, which is housed in Kent County, so that's not surprising, than the Newcastle County trainees or Master Gardeners. All Master Gardeners were more connected to Extension than they were to the specific institution, and they felt their connection to Extension did impact their volunteer participation. So what next? What do we do with all this? Well, we need to recruit a Master Gardener that represents the community. We need to get a broader breadth of ages, economic levels, education, etc. How do we do that? Well, maybe we need to do a better job, and we're exploring that, and how the people we want to recruit get their information. Do they get it at civic association groups? Do they get it at community festivals? Do they get it at a library? Where do they get it? And that's where we need to be. Maybe we need to address transportation or parking. If we want to, our training is not in the city, but we have city residents that maybe don't have transportation. Can they get there via mass transportation? Things we need to entertain there. How about alternative training and meeting times? Our trainings are typically in the afternoon and a weekday. Our meeting times are the same thing. Do we need to look at evening training? Do we need to look at online training? How do we recruit that clientele or those Master Gardeners we don't currently have? We need to promote that we have short-term, online, episode, one-time opportunities to volunteer within the long-term commitment of Master Gardeners. That's especially attractive to the working community. And not everybody understands the benefits they get. We're great at saying what Master Gardeners do for everybody else, but what do you get out of becoming a Master Gardener? So they basically need to see, although they're satisfied with their overall experience, and very satisfied, but they need to see they're making a difference in the community. And how do we do that? We need to conduct evaluations of the programs. We need to share those evaluation results. We need to share extension results because they participate in projects and grants, and we need to let them know about that. And we need to increase the emphasis on Master Gardener success stories. One thing we're doing in Delaware, we do a Master Gardener Minute. And that's a little video that shows a project, a success story, a tip. And those Master Gardener minutes are then put on social media. It's a great warm fuzzy among them, and it's a great outreach into the community. Social media, as we all know from this event and others, makes a big impact. Affiliation, it's vital for retention. People want to be part of the team, and increased communication and feedback by extension satisfies that motive, and it helps you recruit others to be part of the Master Gardener and extension team. Again, how do we do this? One thing within Delaware is we've started doing field trips with our Master Gardener initial training. We bring them up to the university, both universities, to explore the soils lab, the pest and disease, the entomology lab, the disease lab, and they get to know the extension support people in that area in their home environment. And it immediately fosters a connection to that institution. They visit the herbarium at Dell State. It's a great way to initialize that collaboration, but we need to do that ongoing. We need to foster that relationship. And we can do that, again, by encouraging our extension personnel to open collaboration for grants and projects with them and share the results. Overall, we found this very helpful for us to take to our next level with training. Our next training program will be in 2019. And as we look at more remote training, hands-on training, you have it, whatever. But it'll help us with our recruiting, our retention, and the hope to continue giving our Master Gardeners an enriching experience. Thanks.
Thank you. One question, one quick question. Do we have time for one?
How closely do they work with them?
Uh-huh.
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, yes. So the question.
How closely do they work with extension agents versus specialists? Was the question.
Well, actually, the beauty of Delaware is it's a small state, and they work hand in hand with both. Our Master Gardeners just participated in our specialist grant